You couldn't make it up. English News on December the 29th. The Antiques Roadshow has been a BBC TV favourite since it was first aired 35 years ago. Part of the fascination for viewers is the chance of real treasures being identified by the show's experts from the items ordinary people bring to the show wherever it's being filmed. The most valuable find turned up this year when an oil painting of a bearded man brought along by Father Jamie McLeod, who'd bought it for £400, turned out to be a genuine Van Dyck portrait, worth 100 times more. The good news is going to be shared far and wide as Father Jamie plans to sell the painting and use the money to buy new church bells that'll be used to commemorate the 100th anniversary of the start of the First World War next year. Now, the English love a bargain, which, as I said, is part of the appeal of the Antiques Roadshow. Fashion fans who've been trawling high street charity shops for designer clothes are going to be disappointed in future. This is not because there are no designer label clothes to be found, but because charity shops are marking up the prices of in what appears to be a general culture change. Charity shop workers now check the value of eye-catching items on the internet. Of course, there are bargains out there. You just have to look harder. And if you're preparing yourself for some fashion finds hunting, then you could do worse than go to London's Victoria and Albert Museum to see the Club to Catwalk exhibition of 1980s fashion. The clothes on show are from the start of punk, new romantics, goth, and iconic designers including Wendy Dagworth, Alexander McQueen and Vivienne Westwood. It's a real treat, I can promise you, from personal experience. My son Benaiah and I were there on Friday. That's all for now. Bye.